Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is a recording of Parenting Through the Parsha with Rabbi Matt Shapiro.
It's not easy having a kid in middle school for a number of reasons. And it's compounded for me, at least, because this is the first time I'm dealing with it. I sometimes talk about how, you know, at this point, having a kid in kindergarten, it of course presents its own challenges in different ways with each kid, but this is my third time having a kid in kindergarten. So I know at least a little bit what to expect, but this is my first time with a seventh grader. And it's interesting to see how different challenges are presenting themselves and trying to figure out what to do about the different situations that are emerging. And something interesting came up the other day when on Shabbat afternoon, Jonah, my seventh grader, had a friend or two over. And it was just clear, because our home isn't that big and I could hear them talking, that there was definitely some back and forth between Jonah and his friends, in which they weren't necessarily saying the kindest things to and about each other. And there's a part of me, of course, that wants to step in and say, hey, guys, that's not cool. Don't talk to your friends that way. And a part of me that wants to say, you know, they got to figure it out. They're 12, 13 years old. They're going to have to figure out how to be in positive, healthy relationships with each other. And that's not really my place. And trying to get a sense of how unkind is too unkind? What is the point at which this moves from boys being boys, as it were, to this is really not okay? And I have to, of course, accept kids are going to be kids, tweens are going to be tweens, teens are going to be teens. And I also want my son to have healthy friendships and to be in relationship with people who are kind. And of course, most importantly, to be kind and thoughtful himself, and grappling with how exactly to navigate that situation. And then turning that around, recognizing that I don't always talk as kindly as maybe I could or should, and thinking about this as, in some ways, a mirror for self-reflection too. This week's Parsha Metsora has as its really primary defining feature the question of what to do when someone contracts the disease of tzara'at, which is usually translated as leprosy, but that's not really accurate because there seem to be other pieces in play in terms of what's unfolding in the different situations described by the Parsha. And the rabbis talk about what exactly this disease, this illness, this situation entails, and of course, where it comes from, how it happens to emerge. And one of the key ideas that the rabbis suggest, and it shows up pretty early on, and most clearly in the Talmud, where Reish Lakish says, when we talk about the law of the Metzora, that this is really when someone is a motzi shem ra, literally someone who brings out a bad name, someone who brings out negative talk. And people might have heard of the concept of lashon hara, which literally translates to evil tongue, but is understood as, you know, unkind and unnecessary speech. It's not lies. It's not slander. It's true. It's just the stuff that doesn't really need to be said. The thing that you might say about someone that is accurate, but do you really need to say it? And you might say as well that that could be a decently high percentage of what middle schoolers, high schoolers, and yes, some of us adults might say more often than not. And so it's interesting to consider this as something that is initially presented in the Parsha as a disease that you would contract, to something that's really motivated by our personal conduct. And as the Parsha goes on, it's clear that this is something that doesn't just impact one person. They contract tzara'at and then it's resolved over the course of the different rituals that are in play, but it can really spread. It can even be contracted by a home, something that is not even alive, but the home can contract tsara'at. And so when we think about our behavior, of course, it makes sense to think about this idea that what we do doesn't just impact us as individuals, it of course impacts everyone around us in certain ways. The flip side to that is there are ways in which, of course, I can't really all that much control what other people are doing. I can think about my own behavior. And of course, one of the best ways to get a desired outcome from my kid as a parent is to model that behavior to them. And the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, has an interesting thought on this general idea. He says, those who see shortcomings in others are actually seeing the shortcomings in themselves. But since they cannot admit it, they seemingly identify them in someone else. So based on this, it's clear that one who speaks badly of someone else is revealing their own issues. So therefore, this inner flaw manifests itself as a physical affliction. I've got something going on within me. I can't admit it, so I'm going to point it out in someone else, and therefore it's going to show up in some way within me. So therefore, the flip side to that is, if I'm going to get to the root of what's going on here, I need to be able to identify honestly and with kindness, but with a clear eye, what's really going on within me, what my own challenges are. And instead of projecting them or throwing them onto somebody else, saying, okay, this is what I'm going through. So then turning that around and thinking about how I can do things differently, it's about lifting people up, recognizing the shortcomings, yes, but also helping my other people, and then of course myself, to identify what's good, proactively naming that which is kind and worthy and holy within myself and within the people who I care about. Because if I fall short, I have to go really far in potentially addressing this. This, like we were saying, this isn't just about me potentially. This is about my whole household. So before it's going to start to spread, I'm going to pause and see to the best of my ability what is going on within me, and not just the negative, but really trying to find the positive. Because if I'm going to build myself up, that's going to help me be more comfortable with my challenges. And by cultivating that awareness within myself, that makes it easier for me to do that with others, and I'm also modeling it for others as well. So if I'm going to think about how to help my kid, maybe other people too, grapple with this idea of unkind speech, I need to look within myself and help them to look within themselves to see what's good. And when I do that for myself, it's easier to do that with someone else and vice versa. So the ultimate challenge here is really about seeing the good in myself, as self-critical as I can be, as self-defeating as the work of parenting can sometimes feel, helping others really by helping myself, seeing what's good within me, which then in turn hopefully makes it easier for me to bring that out within others. And that's not easy, but it's really important as we navigate the challenge of just not only the way we talk, but really the way we are in the world.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcast site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am, Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.